Blog Talk Radio.
Better get ready,
what you gonna do,
the Lord is soon to come,
what you gonna do,
what you gonna do,
you better get your heart to the Lord,
what you gonna do,
what you gonna do,
what you gonna do,
what you gonna do,
my beautiful mother, sister, friend, overseer, pastor,
it's an honor to be here and just be in the service of the Lord with you, and I want to thank you for this opportunity. Hallelujah. Thank you, ma'am. First, giving honor to God, who is the head of my life, and to overseer Janice Ward, who is my dear sister, friend, mother. You know, she is my all in all. And she's asked me to come before you on today. So I have a message for the people of God. Hallelujah. This just in from the Heaven Gazette, a message from the Holy Spirit Surgeon General. Heart health matters. Thank you, God. There is a plague of heart disease running rampant through the body of Christ today. Thank you, God. Act like they forget that there is a war being fought in the world. It's a supernatural war. And this war has been being fought between God and Satan, between heaven and hell. That war is being fought for the hearts and minds of every man, woman, boy, and girl. One side wants to make our heart soft, and the other side wants to make our heart hard. One side wants to fill our heart with joy, love, and peace, and the other side wants to fill our heart with pain. One side wants to protect our heart. The other side wants to attack our heart. Saints of God, the course our lives will take will be determined by the condition of our heart. So I'm going to ask you a question today. What shape is your heart in? What shape? How's your heart health? How is your heart health? But before we do that, let us go to the Lord in prayer. Most gracious Heavenly Father, I ask you to empty me of self and fill me with the Holy Ghost preaching and teaching power. Because, Father, it is not about form or fashion that we stand before your people, but we stand, Lord, to teach your word in a way that minds can be transformed, revelations can be brought down, strongholds can be brought down, Lord. We just pray that all that we do is will be honorable and glorified unto you. So I ask you to remove me from self and step into this body of clay and teach your children what you want them to know this afternoon about heart disease. You might ask me, why is heart disease so troublesome? Well, the way we live our lives will be determined by the condition of our heart. Because, see, it's in our hearts that we determine who we will live for, who we will serve, who we will love. Will it be the God of heaven or will it be the God of this world? See, and I'm not asking this question to the sinner right now. I'm asking this to the saint, the called out believer, the one that professes Christ Jesus. How very ironic that the very instrument of life that causes death to millions, although only a minority suffer physical heart attacks, we are all susceptible to spiritual heart attack. And let me tell you something, saints. A spiritual heart attack is just as fatal and even more fatal than a physical heart attack, because a spiritual heart attack can be eternally fatal. Now, I want to talk to you about three attacks. The first one is the hardening of the arteries. See, the Holy Spirit, who is God's Surgeon General, he pumps into the lives of God's people of blood, the new DNA of Christ Jesus. See, he does that through prayer, praise, and worship. You see, he leads us into a place of prayer and causes us to be able to understand and recognize our blessings and praise God, and we enter into a place of worship. And how do we do that? Through his holy word. The Holy Spirit leads us into the understanding of God's holy word so that we can enter into a fellowship with him. And by fellowshipping with him, we grow to love others as he loves us, and we are ready to serve others. But all saints of God, when we become hardened, when we stop praying and praising and worshiping, when we only dust our Bibles off on Sunday, where we always fellowship with those who are going to say amen to everything we think, whether it be right or wrong. Whenever we stop going ye therefore and going like Christ and feeding the homeless and talking to the man on the street, then our hearts are becoming hardened and we will grow spiritually weak, and eventually we will be spiritually sick. And I'm telling you right now, some of you will die. Proverbs 28:14 declares, blessed is the man who always fears the Lord, but he who hardens his heart falls into trouble. So you see, saints of God, every healthy relationship, communication. Prayer and worship is our communication to God. The Bible is God's communication to us. And the Holy Spirit is the catalyst. Oh, hallelujah. He is the mediator.
Hallelujah.
But see, a hard heart silences that communication. Fellowship is another part of the spiritual health. You know, have you ever seen Christians sitting up just bitter for no good reason? You know, a healthy Christian can never harden their hearts toward other believers. You know, you've seen those folks, I'm sure. You know, they don't seem to be devoted to one another. They're not loyal to one another. They don't even seem to be concerned about one another, let alone committed to one another. They want to do their thing the way they want to do. Mm-mm. But see, Ezekiel, our reporter on the scene, declares in 11:19 that the Lord says, I will give them an undivided heart and put a new spirit in them. I will remove from them their heart of stone and give them a heart of flesh. I beseech you, just as Hebrews 4:7 does today, if you hear the voice of the Lord, please, saints of God, please send a man, send a boy, send a girl. Don't harden your heart. Now let me tell you about this second attack. It's called a heart murmur, a spiritual heart murmur. That's when our hearts beat fast when they shouldn't. They beat after the wrong thing. They're things like pleasure and popularity and riches. You know, those things, we run up to those things in the world, those things that cause us to be carnal, those things that do everything but satisfy. But I came to declare to somebody today that God's heart also beats fast. And speaking of Jesus, Isaiah prophesied. The reporter on the scene declared in 59:17 that he said that Jesus put on righteousness as his breastplate and the helmet of salvation on his head. He put on the garments of vengeance and wrapped himself in zeal as in a cloak. I want to ask somebody today, when was the last time your heart beat fast for what God's heart beats fast for? Huh? I'm talking about things like intimacy with God. When is the last time that you delighted yourself in him? When was the last time that you just wanted to sit in his presence, to dwell in his sanctuary, to meditate in his temple? Jeremiah 24:7 declares, I will give them a heart to know me, that I am the Lord. They will know, they will be my people, and I will be their God, for they will return to me with all their heart. When is the last time that your heart really beats fast for truth and justice? As declared in Isaiah 59:15-16. Truth is nowhere to be found, and whoever shuns evil becomes a prey. The Lord looked and was displeased that there was no justice. He saw that there was no one. He was appalled that there was no one to intervene. So his own arm worked salvation for him, and his own righteousness sustained him. So when I ask you, has your heart beat fast for his people? When, as declared in Isaiah 26, have you said, oh Lord, your hand is lifted high, but they do not see it. Let them see your zeal for your people and be put to shame. When have you reached out to speak life into the heart of someone? When has your heart beat fast to go out and run and tell somebody about the goodness of Jesus? Now, the last attack is just simple. It's called spiritual heart disease. And that's a slow erosion of your heart condition. It's caused by the countless little things that slowly eat away at a person's heart over time. Things like our attitude. You know, we want to live holy with a twist. Things like our relationships. We're looking for love in all the wrong places. The pattern of our behavior. You know, well, so-and-so does it, so can I. We get our priorities twisted. I'm going to give to God after I get mine. Things like those little compromises. Well, nobody will know. See, and the problem with that is too often those things go unnoticed until it's too late. And once a heart becomes diseased, I don't care whether it's from hardening of the arteries, from a heart murmur, or just straight up old plain heart disease, the symptoms are going to be the same. You understand me? You're going to be numb. You stop feeling the things you should feel. You are not, you no longer love and have gratitude for God. You don't know, you no longer care and have concern for others, compassion for the hurting, anger over injustice, conviction over your sin, frustration over other people's apathy, and a number of other things. Baby, you ain't going to feel a thing. You're going to be sitting up there like Iceberg Susie. You're going to be numb. That's a good clue. If you're feeling numb, if don't nothing bother you, you don't want nothing, don't nothing concern you, you might be in danger of having a spiritual heart attack. You need to do a spirit check today. Oh, hallelujah. And another thing, you're going to have some dizziness. See? When your heart gets hardened, you lose your spiritual equilibrium. See, you lose the balance in your life. You become extremely tolerant. All anything goes. Or you become extremely intolerant. You're judgmental. You're pointing your finger, which you forget when you're pointing your finger at other people. Three fingers are pointing back at you. You become overly ashamed of yourself. Or some of you become overly proud of yourself. Look at me. Look what God is doing through me. Baby, you better remember, you just a vessel. Some of us have either too much confidence or we don't have enough. But see, those are signs that you could be headed for a spiritual heart attack. Another thing you need to look for is shortness of breath. When your heart is attacked, you lose your stamina. You lose your strength to fight. You start things off real good. Oh, Lord, I'm going to do a great thing for you. But you end up real poor. You finish poorly. So now you've heard the three attacks and their symptoms. And their symptoms. So you might be saying to yourself, Bishop Cook, what's the treatment? What if I had a spiritual heart attack? How am I going to get well? Well, the first thing you need to understand is that there is no human cure. You fix your own heart. Pure motives and good intentions alone are not enough. But oh, hallelujah, thankfully we have Jesus, the great physician, the healer, hallelujah, the restorer, hallelujah, our Savior. Isaiah 61:1 declares, the Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom for the captives and release from darkness for the prisoners. See, the thing that I love about Jesus is the treatment is always the same. It is nothing short of a complete transplant. Ha! The Word of God said, I will give them an undivided heart and put a new spirit in them. I will remove from them their heart of stone and give them a heart of flesh. See, God doesn't repair hearts, saints, he replaces them. But even after that transplant, our hearts can still become vulnerable. That's why we need to change our lifestyle. We cannot profess Christ and keep on living like we're in the world. After that surgery, just like a physician tells us in the physical world, we have to hear from God in the spiritual world. We have to take our medication. We need a daily dose of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. We need to allow the Spirit and the ministry of the Holy Spirit to resonate in our lives on a daily basis. We can't talk about the Holy Spirit like he's something we get on Sunday. No, no, no. We have to understand that the Holy Spirit is our teacher. He is our guide. He is our convictor. He is the one that will keep us on the straight and narrow. He is the one, hallelujah, that brings us into all understanding. It is he that feeds us. He's the umbilical cord from us to to God. He gives us a nutrition, a steady diet of God's daily bread, the Holy Word. Hallelujah. He reveals to us what the good and rightful purpose will of God is. He reveals to us wisdom, understanding, and knowledge by renewing our minds on a daily basis through the Word of God. And then he strengthens us. He prepares us to go out and do the work. He prepares us to go out like Jesus, because we will be exercising our faith. We will have a routine of regular spiritual fellowship, servitude, and love for our fellow man. See, now that's the requirement of a healthy heart. And what is the result if we do that? Oh, hallelujah. We will hear in the day by and by, well done, my good and faithful servant, because the word of God declares in Matthew 5:8, blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. So I submit today to somebody out there listening that the reward of having a healthy heart is Jesus himself. The reward of having a good heart health is God Almighty. Genesis 15:1 declares, after this, the word of the Lord came into Abram in a vision. Do not be afraid, Abram. I am your shield and your great reward. I believe that Jesus would say today, as he said to the same thing they said to his disciples back then, do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in the Lord. Trust also in me. Hallelujah. There's somebody out there today that is in trouble. You're headed for a spiritual heart attack. Hallelujah. You're headed for a worldly heart attack. But I tell you today, you need to run to the great physician, King Jesus. You need to run and get your prescription filled, because he's got the cure for whatever ails you on this day. So I pray today that somebody would make Jesus their Lord and Savior. Let the Holy Ghost be your doctor. Let him be your Surgeon General on today. And to God be the glory. Amen, and thank you, Jesus.
Woo! My God, tell heaven. Now, you talk about that was hot wire, right? I'm telling you, you don't. Glory! Hallelujah. I could do me a Holy Ghost dance right about now. Woo! I thank you, Bishop Shirley. You didn't have to show out like you did, but you did. Hallelujah. She said that you're going to have to get your heart right. You're having a heart attack.
Yes.
You know, people that have a heart attack, they can't stay around the house. They have to be admitted to the emergency room, so the physician can take a look at them. Hallelujah. See what's going on with that heart. She gave you a daily dose of your heart. Hallelujah. You're going to have to get your heart right. Woo! I tell you, she didn't break it down to the lowest denominator. You hear me? I'm talking about she carried it on home. Hallelujah. Woo! Bishop, Bishop, Bishop.
God,
oh, I thank
you.
God
thank
for you on this afternoon. Woo, Lord. Woo,
God,
why are you talking
God
about
you.
I feel good in my sanctified soul?
Hallelujah.
Boy, I tell you, the woman of God, boy, she went there, didn't she? I mean, showed up. God met us here on this evening. And I tell you, if you didn't get your bills of groceries and get fed at the King's table on this afternoon, then I tell you, I sure do hate it, because, honey, she had your steak, your gravy, your collard greens, candy, yam, cornbread, muffins, honey.
Glory
I'm telling
God.
You, you
Glory
won't be
God.
Able to go to sleep because you too full. I'm talking
Glory
about
God.
She showed out. I just thank God, hallelujah, for just being, hallelujah, in a mindset that want to serve God. I thank God for such a dynamic speaker, such a dynamic woman of God, a vessel that goes into the highways and the hedges and compel men's and women's, hallelujah, that God loved them. They're not alone. I tell you, I just thank God for you, Bishop, on today.
Thank
you. Oh,
you
just bless my soul. You bless my soul.
Well,
oh,
thank
I thank God, I thank God, I thank God.
Hallelujah.
She's talking about your heart.
Yes, ma'am.
That
yes,
daily
ma'am. Yes,
dose
ma'am.
Of your heart. And you know, throughout the Bible, God talks about the heart, the heart, the heart. He's not caring about the way your hair's whooped. Your nails is manicured, your toes are manicured, you got your fingernails done. Hey, God is looking at your heart.
Yes.
He said only the pure in heart shall see him.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
So your heart
ma'am.
Ain't right? You can forget about seeing Jesus, honey. I'm telling you, that's the bottom line.
Yes,
You've
ma'am.
Got to have your heart. And she came with your medicine on this afternoon.
Hallelujah.
I tell you, God is everything that ails you. He is the cure. All you got to do is accept him into your life as your Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. We were talking about that heart, that spiritual heart. And that's what Bishop brought home this evening, talking about the heart, the Holy Spirit. And, you know, the scripture tell us, hallelujah, that we are to walk in spirit.
Yes,
and
yes,
you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh.
Yes, ma'am.
And that scripture reading is found in the law of Galatians 5 and 16.
Yes, ma'am.
And we're just going to read a little bit more. You keep that marinated, what you just heard from Bishop Shirlene Cooks, because it's not nothing else really that I could add other than to let you know that you're going to have the Holy Spirit.
Yes, sir.
And that sermon was the conclusion on last evening. Today, we're in the second stage of that. Holy Spirit, do you got it? You might say, well, Bishop Shirlene Cooks, O.C. Award, I don't have the Holy Ghost. I'm saved, but I don't have the Holy Ghost. Well, you know, the Holy Ghost is a keeper. The Holy Ghost will keep you if you want to be kept.
Yes, yes,
a
yes.
A lot of people don't want to be kept. They want to be able to do as they will. They
yes,
want to act
that.
Like the world. They want to look like the world. And the Bible says that we are to be ye separated,
yes.
says the Lord. That's what
yes.
you want to do. Have to be separated. And
yes.
then after being separated, you say, well, I'm saved. Well, then you're going to have to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
The Holy
so you get
Spirit.
That heart transplant. Yes, sir.
Yeah, you got to get that heart transplant, see.
Yes, sir.
Because you cannot cast out not one demon without the Holy Spirit. And we're just going to touch a little bit about the Holy Spirit. And Jesus was asked by the disciples if he was going to see, I mean, if he was going to set and restore the nation of Israel. And that's found in the law of Acts 1 and 6. In the minds of the disciples, the kingdom of God and the Jewish nations were virtually synonymous, and they held the traditional view that the Messiah, hallelujah, would bring about a political kingdom rather than a spiritual one. Then Jesus replied that it was not for them to know. Then he went on to say, but ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost is come upon you. You shall be witnesses unto both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria. Yes, in verse 8. And it was as if Jesus was saying to them, have done with lesser things. The kingdom he had in mind was bigger and grander than any of the disciples could have imagined. He wanted them to be prepared for the dynamic of the kingdom when the Holy Spirit came. And I know that as Christians, in today's world, we have been called by God. We have been commissioned by Jesus Christ hallelujah, and enabled by the power of the Holy Spirit to fulfill our individual mission with courage, with boldness, confidence, and insight. We have to be done with the lesser things, for we have been given the power to serve the kings of kings. And the Holy Spirit directs our path toward that mission. And that mission to be accomplished. And the power of the Holy Spirit enable us to develop the skills and the behaviors to activate our goals. Even when our personal circumstances limit our ability to see beyond the immediate situation, the power of the Holy Spirit enable us to envision and to focus on greater service in God's kingdom. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And so our sermon again on tonight is, Holy Spirit, do you got it? Do you got it? And I want to go a little bit more on this Holy Spirit, because they have put that on the back burner now. See, they don't want to preach the Holy Spirit to you. They want to feed you fried ice cream, pat you on the back, and tell you to do the best that you can. Hallelujah. But when the day of Pentecost fully come, they all was on one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as a rushing and mighty wind. And it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues, like as a fire, and it set upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. And there were dwelling at Jerusalem the Jews, devout men out of every nation under heaven. Now when this was noised abroad, the multitude came together and were confounded, because that every man heard them speak in their own language. Hallelujah. Then we know, but this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. And it shall come to pass in the last days, said God, I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. And on my servant and on my handmaiden, I will pour out in those days of my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show wonders in heaven above and signs in the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into before that great and notable day of the Lord come. And it shall come to pass. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Whatsoever shall call upon the name, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So you heard it right there out of the mouth of God. Our sermon has been the Holy Spirit. Do you got it? Have you had your heart checkup? That spirit checkup is what Bishop Shirlene Cooks was talking about today.
Mm-hmm.
And so, before ending, if you don't have the Holy Spirit, you can get it. It's nothing complicated.
Come on, Pastor.
I would advise you to get your church a good church home, someone that's preaching the divine word of truth. Get under that leadership, where you can be molded in the will and the way of the Lord. Because we're living in the last days. And I'll tell you, if it ever was signs being implemented, it's being implemented right now, in the now, in this time and era that we're living. I tell you, we got to be about God's business. And you got to be equipped, because you, God has given you that have the Holy Spirit. Do you know you have power from on high? You can lay hands on the sick with your Holy Spirit, and they shall recover. You can lay hands on the dead, and they shall rise. Hallelujah. You can lay hands on the deaf, and they shall hear. And all these things you will be able to do, but only being equipped with the Holy Spirit. Do you got it? This was stage two, the conclusion of our sermon, Holy Spirit, on today. I want to graciously thank my special guest, Bishop Shirlene Cooks of No Bound Ministry, out of the city of Livermore, California, dynamic woman of God. I just thank you so much for being here in the studio today. And may God richly bless you. And we want you to come back again, if you will.
Yes, ma'am.
We'd be delighted
to
have you back here in the studio.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
That I've said something to impact your spirit and to infuse your mind, as I have brought unto you the divine word of truth. And if this program has been a blessing in your daily walk with God, if you have any prayer petitions you would like the old ship of Zion, No Bounds Ministry, to go down and pray on your behalf, you're most certainly encouraged to send your correspondence. God House of Deliverance, Pentecostal Digital Worldwide Ministry. Your station has been Blog Talk Radio. Your program has been the old ship of Zion. Send your correspondents, make them attentive to Overseer Janice Ward. And until we come across these skyways and highways, you're encouraged to go in God and allow God to go in you. We will allow these selections to bring our program to its conclusion. Till we meet again, bye for now. We have music for your enjoyment. Listen up, if you will.
Jesus on my side.